Yesterday marked the first-year anniversary of lottery ticket sales in Arkansas. The most high-profile supporter of the adoption of the lottery, Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, released a statement about the first 12 months of the lottery and the college scholarships the proceeds from the lottery have funded. He called for some improvements and tweaks in the lottery system. And late yesterday afternoon, we reached the Lieutenant Governor in his office in Little Rock and asked him about the first year of the lottery he helped steer into reality.
We've generated as a state, over $100 million in scholarships, had ticket sales of over $485 million, had over 29,000 students receive scholarships, and that number is still growing every day. And, you know, as a result of this, had tremendous increases in enrollment at higher education institutions all over the state. Of course, Fayetteville has had over a 30% increase in the number of entering freshmen. It's just been on the scholarship side, in terms of financial assistance to families, it's just been a real success, and we're very happy about that. At the same time, we want to see improvements in the program going forward, improvements not only in the lottery operation, but also in the administration and the management of the scholarships. So there's specific improvements that we think need to be implemented, including making sure that students and their families know about whether or not they've received the scholarship earlier in the cycle, so that they're not finding that information out at the very last minute before enrolling in college. Certainly believe that we can do a better job communicating with students and parents across the state about the availability of scholarships. Certainly want to know more about who's receiving the scholarships and what the impact is in terms of retaining those students and leading toward graduation.
One of those improvements you mentioned in the release today is the refinement of the definition of a non-traditional student.
Yeah, there's been a lot of confusion out there, and I think this is just was unfortunate in the drafting of the legislation on non-traditional students. You know, most people walking down the street, when you say non-traditional student, they immediately think adult returning to college or an adult who didn't go to college directly out of high school. And, of course, in the law, that unfortunately a non-traditional student is broader than that, and I think that's created some confusion. And I think the legislature in this coming session should be able to clear that up and make it clear to folks that there is a very clear distinction between, you know, a continuing student, somebody who is a sophomore or a junior or a senior but didn't have an appropriate number of hours. There's a distinction between that student and what we would classically call a non-traditional student, which is an adult going back to college to change their lives, change their economic prospects.
If you and I have the conversation, a similar conversation, a year from now, where will you be?
Well, I won't be Lieutenant Governor.
I know.
I can tell you that a year from now with 100% confidence. But I think we'll a year from now. My hope is that instead of 29,000 students that have received scholarship, by that point we'll be talking about 60,000 students that will have received a scholarship. I hope then that we're talking about all the different improvements that have been made over the preceding 12 months. And I certainly hope that the process for parents and students is a lot more streamlined than it's been in this first year. Not to say that we didn't have a good process this year. I think in the context of your second year of operation, you can just do things a lot more smoothly. You can have your notices be out earlier. You can have it be a more user-friendly process. And that was the spirit of some of the recommendations that we made today.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter talking with me late yesterday afternoon from his office in Little Rock.